Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Milley with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with John McNamara, who wrote Trumbo, which stars Bryan Cranston, and it's the story of a blacklisted screenwriter during the Cold War. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so good. I loved Trumbo so much. I loved the period. I loved the screenwriting, of course. And I just thought it was wonderful. How did you get this job? Was this a passion project of yours that you...
It wasn't a job, yeah. This was literally non-paid labor for 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin Brown, my friend, and I optioned the Bruce Cook biography, Dalton Trumbo, and I wrote the screenplay and spec back in 2008, 2009.
Amazing. So you just fell in love with this story, or how did you...
Yeah.
You know,
it's the best David and Goliath story Hollywood and Washington, D.C. have to tell, I think.
Yeah, it's just, it's so interesting. It's such a world that we don't get to go to as an audience very often, is sort of behind the scenes of, movie making. And from that time period, I just love how he cut and paste. He literally cuts and pastes his script together.
Mm-hmm.
And also how he had to write a script in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true?
That's absolutely true.
And how is that humanly possible?
He was just, he was probably the fastest screenwriter of his generation. He just was fast. He just worked really quickly. And that was true before the Blacklist.
It's amazing.
Certainly during the Blacklist, he perfected speed and accuracy.
Well, so how much of this story did you sort of have to, because I'm sure there's so much material and so much to go on. How did you have to take any liberties in sort of trimming up the story or pulling it together so that
sure,
you could fit it?
Oh, yeah. For instance, the Louis C.K. character is a composite of five writers. That's a pretty good example of where I sort of had to compress.
And how did you know? Do you just follow your gut when you're doing that, or does it just take a lot of rewrites?
Just writing and writing and thinking, man, there's too many guys in the room, five guys all saying the same thing, it should be one guy. So you just do drafts and you try it, and it's really just trial and error. There's no magic formula. You just try it and see.
And you've worked a lot on TV, so how?
Yep.
I just wonder, how is this different, the writing process from film, or is it the same?
From features. From film. Yeah, the main difference is when you write a pilot and you start a TV series, you rarely know what the last scene of the series is going to be. But certainly when you write a screenplay, you're pretty sure you know where it's going to end. And that was a nice feeling. That was fun to know it was going to end and where exactly and how it was going to end.
So do you use the same outlining process? Can you just walk me through?
I don't really outline. I haven't outlined for years. I just sort of have a sense of the shape of the story and just dive in.
So you just get right to the pages. There's no cards or.
Yeah, sometimes, occasionally we use cards just to sort of keep the diagram in front of me. But I haven't written an outline in, 10 years, 8 or 10 years.
So how do you get started then? You just look at the blank page?
you kind of know the shape of the story. You kind of know who the characters are. You do your research. You find scenes in the book, let's say, that feel cinematic, and you start writing those. I think the very first scene I wrote, because I tend to write scenes out of order because I want to just get started, is the scene with Frank King and the baseball bat.
Oh, wow. It's so good.
And the first Trumbo scene I wrote, I think, was the argument with John Wayne.
Oh, that is a good one, too.
Yeah. I tend to start with scenes that are that have a lot of conflict, because that's the writing is not easier, but you definitely have something to write toward in this conflict.
Was there much that you had to cut out from the script that was eventually filmed?
I'd rather not talk about that until the DVD comes out, but... there's some very, very good scenes on the cutting room floor that are right to be on the cutting room floor because they didn't really advance the narrative, as well as they should have, and would have made the movie, I think, also much, much longer, which I liked the movie's 2 hours and 4 minutes long. I think it's the perfect length. Jay was 100% right about that.
Yeah, I mean, well, it just flies by when you're in there, and you have to cover so many years too.
Exactly. That
I felt like, wow, this must have been really hard to get a handle on. I mean, it looks so seamless.
Such an interesting life because you had a lot to choose from.
Is there one thing that surprised you once you dug into the research about him as a person, or what was just the most interesting thing that you took away from this?
I love the fact that Dalton Trumbo was, while not an easy person and not a passive person by any stretch of the imagination, he was comfortable with his own contradictions. He was comfortable being a capitalistic communist. He saw no dichotomy and no inner conflict in that. He was at ease with that. I thought that was fascinating. Since so many of us have trouble accepting, you know, our conflicting natures, he did not.
Did you speak to anyone in his family, his children?
Oh, yeah. Very long, detailed interviews with both of his daughters, and I'm now very good friends with his oldest daughter, Nikki. The real Mickey and I are very, very good friends now.
And it seems like, I mean, that storyline was just so interesting. You know, there's sort of a tension between them, and then they also just a deep respect. So how did you figure out that was the storyline to pull out there? When did that come to you?
I read a really great article that Nikki wrote like about 10 years ago for Film Quarterly about her childhood. And I sort of incorporated some of that into the script, and then afterward I met Nikki, and she actually kind of directed me to go even deeper and more specifically in that relationship. And the more I talked to Nikki, and the more I got insight into that, and the more I would just, you know, could write scenes and show to Nikki and say, what do you think of this, what do you think of that? And she'd be very honest about what she liked and didn't like. And it was a process, but it was a very healthy collaboration, very healthy fun.
Well, I definitely love that character and that storyline that really comes through.
Yeah, love
She's so good. She's great. Just another question for you. How did you break into screenwriting? Just curious what you did before.
I'm not a screenwriter. I'm a television writer. So, you know, I was a playwright in New York. A producer saw a play of mine off Broadway, and I was hired to write an after-school special when I was still in college. And got an agent and started writing for TV. And Trumbo is just a weird anomaly. It's a strange sort of off-road adventure for me, but it's not my life. It's not my profession, really. I'm a TV showrunner.
Oh, so would you like to continue writing features, or?
If they're as good as Trumbo and I can have the same great collaborations and the same, you know, kind of creative input, absolutely. But I certainly don't want to write, you know, stuff I wouldn't watch.
Sure, sure.
That would suck.
What is your, you know, being a showrunner and having to work with writers all day, what is a big challenge for you on a show, you know, as the head writer and dealing with all the notes and changes and all the story?
You know, we don't really get a lot of notes on my two shows. We don't really make a lot of changes that aren't like kind of creatively motivated. And the real thing with running a show is hire the best writers you can and pay retail. Pay top dollar for the best writers and you'll have a good show. Don't skip.
Well, the showrunner has recently been coming, you know, into more popular culture as this interesting character in the world of writing and Hollywood. So Have you noticed the shift in just the importance of the showrunner since you've been doing it? Or
I mean, kind of. I don't really pay much attention to that kind of stuff, to be perfectly honest. To me, you know, I, as soon as I knew what a showrunner was, I was aware of what a showrunner did when I was like in junior high, because I loved Star Trek and I knew that it was Gene Roddenberry. And in fact, I then, when I was about 15 years old, went to see Gene Roddenberry give a lecture at a college where my dad was a professor. And it was impossible not to think, oh, that guy is Star Trek, you know? So I had a kind of awareness of what that job was when I was a kid. And certainly when I saw the work of, like, Stephen Bochco in the 80s and David Kelly in the 90s, you know, you couldn't help but just think those guys really are, they are the DNA of their shows.
That is so cool.
And as a writer, you really want as much control as you can get so that, you know, if it succeed or fail, you want to make sure that it's yours. And you want to make sure that you're telling the story that you want to tell.
Well, I just have maybe one more question back to Trumbo. What's Bryan Cranston like? Were you on set? Did you get to work with him?
I wish someone could discover something bad about him, because it would just be more interesting. He is the most hardworking, the smartest, the nicest, the most collaborative, the most charming and fun human being I've ever met. He's just amazing. He is just an amazing person, and he's so fun to work with. He's very serious about his work, but doesn't take himself seriously at all. He's really wonderful.
That is so cool. And so were you on set doing rewrites? Or?
I was. Yes. There were rewrites. Sometimes I would do them on the phone, because I was also running Aquarius, my TV show with David Duchovny. At the same time we were shooting Trumbo New Orleans, I was running Aquarius in Los Angeles, so I go back and forth between the two.
Did you sleep?
Yeah. No, it's fine. There's always time for naps. I write lying down, so it makes it easier.
Do you write in a bathtub? Just kidding.
No, I would drown because I fall asleep so much when I write. I write in a zero gravity chair, like almost kind of on my back.
Oh, that is so fun.
Everyone, you know, I think everyone felt that Jay Roach wanted everyone to collaborate on everything. So he created this very open, kind of democratic monarchy. Where Jay is very much in charge, but he wants to hear what everyone thinks. And that's ideal. That's ideal for creativity, I think.
That is so cool. Well, the movie was great, and I so appreciate talking to you, and I hope we get to talk about one of your shows sometimes. That would be great.
Oh, that'd be great. Anytime.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good talking. Bye.
Bye.